my first schmooze back since I got sick. So I just feel I have to publicly express my gratitude, Ribono Shalom, Chasdi Hashem. As sick as I got, it was miraculous recovery. Like within 24 hours, I couldn't believe. So I want to thank everyone here for all the tefillos. I didn't know I was sick. I was getting R&R. Well, I don't think I heard myself how sick I got, but the Maisa, every tefillah that was said was needed. So thank you very much, everyone. I'm walking around with such gratitude that no one can get me upset. Maybe another couple of days. I think I have another couple of days of it. So if anyone wants to bring on any aggravation, now would be a good time. Thank you very much, everyone. Okay, so just very few marmakomos. So the pasuk says that Vayavo Yisro Chose Moshe Vano Vishto Moshe. Yisro, the father of Moshe, came with his Moshe's children and his wife El Midbar Asher Chone Sham Har Elokim, to the Midbar where he was staying. So Rashi El Midbar. Rashi says, Afanu Yodim Shemidbar, yeah, we didn't know that he was in the Midbar. Of course we know Moshe was in the Midbar. So where else did he come to? What's the pasuk repeating itself? And Rashi answers, Shayyoshev Bechvodo Shalolam, that Yisro was sitting on the honor of the world. He was sitting in the throne. He was sitting in the White House, sitting in the highest honor that existed in the world. And with tremendous nedivus leiv, he left to a midbar, to a desert, makom tohu, a place of nothingness. What's in a midbar? Sand. L'shmoa divrei Torah, to hear the words of Torah. So, I had a kasha on this Rashi, that l'chora, you know, Yisro wasn't just stam, a dignitary. He was a melech, Kohen Midian. He himself was Ovid Avodah Zarah. I'm sure he promulgated Avodah Zarah. So one would think if the Torah is going to pause to give praise to Yisro, the greater praise would be that here, this person who his whole life was the president of the church, he was the Pope. And then he was the Pope, and after whatever, he heard about the Nisim, and he changed, and he saw the Emes, and he was able to change his whole, after a whole life of Avodah Zarah, and he transformed it. Now he saw the truth. Wow, what a Baal Emes. Somebody is able to totally change on the dime. What openness that it takes. Open-mindedness, truthfulness, the ability to always be seeking the truth. That would seem to me the greater praise, the harder thing to do. And yet, and I went through the psukim, it maybe alludes to the fact that Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan, maybe you could say it's alluded to, but it doesn't say it anywhere. So, I would think that would be what the Torah would pause to praise Yisro. And yet the Torah doesn't pause to say that. The Torah pauses to say that he was Yoshe b'chvodo shel olam, and he was Yotze el amidbar makom tohu. It seems to be that's the greater shevach, the greater praise. In other words, it could be that if not for Yisro's ability to be kovesh this honor and to give up this honor, with all the openness, with all the nedivah slave, with all the emes that he had, but he would not have been able, because of the kavod that he had. He was Yosheb Kvodo Shalolam. Without this nedivah slave, without his ability to be able to give up this Kvodo Shalolam with the greatest amount of emes, he would not have been able to do it. Which is pretty striking. That somebody who can see truth staring him in the face, that everything you're doing, he sees it. Everything you're doing is lehevel varik. It's avodah zarah, and it's worthless. Ribbono Shel Olam just performed the greatest miracles, which showed beyond any shadow of a doubt, whatever, all the nisim that Rashi alludes to, whatever, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes Amalek, and the Mon, and Be'er, and Amalek, the Asarah Makas, with all the nisim staring you in the face, still, without this diva slave, without this ability to be able to shirk and put away the kavod, he may not have been able to, with all the realizations, he may not have been able to do it. He probably would have continued, you know, celebrating and initiating and heading the cause for avodah zarah. So it's mind-boggling. We can become so steeped in ourselves and our honor that even when we see that what we're doing makes no sense, we can continue on doing it. It's pretty amazing. I know that's the kiruv places where dealing with, you know, Bali Tshuva is probably very hard. Someone who's older, who has position, somebody on that level is able to give it up. It's like to give up his post and then to change. Aside from the emes, to be able to do that, we would think, wow, it's someone who's whatever, 75 years old and he becomes a Bali Tshuva and now he sees it. I would have thought that's the big, I don't know how old Yisro was, but it didn't sound like, it didn't think of, not so young. You know, he was already a grandfather. And yet, just giving up the honor, that's considered the kavod. Okay, hold on to that thought. So then the pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe, ani chosencha Yisro bo elecha, vishtecha ushnei vonea ima. Vayetze Moshe likras chosno, and Moshe went to greet his father-in-law. Vayishtachu vayishaklo, he bowed down and kissed him. The Farshim say, Nacho who bowed down, kissed too. Vayishalu ish lo yeh l'sholem, they greeted each other. Vayavo ola. So it seems that when the pasuk said "Vayomrel Moshe, ani chosencha Yisro boylecha," I'm coming to greet you. So Rashi brings down. I didn't put on the Marmakom Rashid. I'm sorry. I should have. But it seems that Yisro actually forwarded a request for a greeting. You know, you have to come and greet me. And if you're not going to come greet me, greet your wife. If not your wife, your children. And then Vayetze Moshe. So Moshe went out to greet him. And Rashi says, Kavod Godol Nischabed Yisro Bo Sasha. A great honor came upon Yisro at this time. Kivan Sheyotze Moshe, once Moshe went out, Yotze Aaron Nadaviyu. So then Aaron went to greet, went out with Moshe. And Nadav and Aviyu went. Umihu Sheroes Elu Yotzim Lo Yotze. Because Aaron, Nadav, and Aviyu, the three Rashivas went. So the three Rashivas went. Rabbi Narman went. Rabbi Lubin went. Everyone's going outside. If a visitor, I'm saying, I have to go. I have to go. A very chashuv, a guest is coming. So the Rosh Yeshivas go outside. So what do you think the Talmidim are going to do? So all the Talmidim went also. Chashava greeting. Chashava guest is coming. So they also went. So what's going on? Where is this coming from? The Pasuk says, Vayetze Moshe. So where did all this come from? So the Sifskovim brings down, the Mizrahi, that the Kashal Rashi, it's fascinating. The Kashal Rashi. Rashi was bothered, was troubled. Ma kovat hayali yisro, shemoshe levad yotze lekroso. What's the grace of glick that Moshe himself went to greet Yisro? Yisro was coming in and Moshe went to greet him. That's not such a great kavod. Yeah, it could be some people don't like the kasha, but I didn't ask the kasha on my own. This is Mizrahi's kasha. So that's not such a great honor. I'd be pretty honored in the mice of Moshe Rabbeinu would come to greet me, but maybe the kasha is because, you know, it's his son-in-law. So, you know, if it would be Stam, you know, Melchisrael, maybe Yeshua, maybe Moshe is his son-in-law, so like, it's not such a great honor if your son-in-law comes. Even though he has a chashva position, but it's not like the same. Maybe that's pshat in the kasha. I'm not going to answer this, I'm just trying to say, I'm working with this kasha, so we want to make sense out of it. But, oh, actually another kasha. Shu zilzil shemoshe melech v'nasi hayah. It's almost a bizoyan that Moshe, the Melech, and Nasi, the Gnai bizoyan who the Melech liyetzi yechidi, Moshe himself could go out. It's a bizoyan for Moshe Rabbeinu. Is it hayitachim? Is it possible that Moshe himself went out to greet Yisro? It's a bizoyan for the Melech Yisro. So based on these two kashas, Lachain, Pirish, that's what Rashi says. Kivan sheyotza, since Moshe went out mistama. Yotza Aronodav Aviyu and Mistama, when the three Rashivas went, Mistama, the rest of Klal Yisrael went. And we swore the Nafshe Kamar Hafi. And Rashi is saying this, Misvara, everybody went. So the Pasuk says Moshe went, and Rashi deduced, just like from Misvara, that the whole Klal Yisrael went out to greet Yisrael. It's like, just from Misvara. You see what you can learn out from Misvara. Svar the Nafshe. So I say like this. Rashi says, Kavod Godol Niskabed Yisro Ba'os Hashah. It was a great honor that Yisro was honored with at that moment. So let's just try and focus in on Yisro. What was Yisro thinking? I assume that Yisro was as smart as Rashi. I assume so. So Yisro probably had the same swara. It's, you know, he knew Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech Yisrael, and Mistama, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go, then the Rosh Hashivas are going to go. If the Rosh Hashivas are going to go, the rest of Klal Yisrael is going to go. But the reason why they're coming is not for me. Is they're coming because Moshe Rabbeinu went. The second kasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu can't go by himself. So if Moshe Rabbeinu went, so Nadav went, and who else is not going to go? So what was the great honor to Yisro? Yisro, it said he had a great Niskabed Kavod Godol. Kavod Godol Niskabed Yisro Bo Sasha. But Lamaisa, everyone's coming because of Moshe Rabbeinu. I remember in the years ago in the old building, right, Grumblatt was here, he was Manal, and we had some kind of theft, some thefts going on. We suspected one of the students. So we had some connections with one of the police. They had come by the yeshiva, and Rabbi Grumblatt asked if the policeman, just to create some mirrors to show that we're doing something, we asked the policeman if he can go into the classes. Just walk into the classes, and our Grumblatt will say, we're conducting investigation. If anyone has any information, please let me know. You know, you're walking around the police officer. So You know, so police officer in Ragunlach walks in and everyone stands up. They went through all the class, everyone stands up. This police officer, when he finished it, he says, "Wow, these boys have such respect for the police." So would you write on such a thing, "Kavod gadol niskabed police b'shoazeh"? And especially over here, since Yisro, he probably figured that this is what's going to happen. Rashi figured out this is going to happen. Just Misvar den Afshe. So Yisro couldn't figure out Misvar den Afshe, that's what would happen. But he's like the police officer. Stam Yisro is a smart person. This is the Melech Yisro. And it's not like he's just coming in blind. He's coming in because, now he understands Kavod Shamayim, he understands Kavod HaTorah. So he probably figured it out. So we see, I see the Chiddush from here is that you see a mensch, is able to delude himself. He still got tremendous Kavod from it. Even though he probably could have figured out, Yisro, who mamish figured things out, he was a Baal Emes, but still, he was niskabed. I mean, it's not real. Kavod's it's not a real thing. It just felt good. Like everyone's coming. Like he became like the police officer, even though he probably figured it out. If he would have spent a second on it, he would have figured it out. But the mensch is the human being is so craving for honor that at that moment. Yisro Taka was honored by it. Taka doesn't make sense. He shouldn't have been so honored by it. His Moshe was going to go himself. Everybody else really went because of Moshe. But still, it was niskabe because of it. And just the hair that, this is Yisro, the person who was Yoshe B'Kvodo Shel Olam. And the Dova Libo Lotzei Salam Midbar Makam Tohu. This is the Yisro who was, the Torah gave praise that he was sitting, the Chodo Shalolam. He was sitting on the world's throne. And he was able with Nadiva Slave to give it all up, to come into the Midbar Makam Tohu. He was ready to come to the Midbar. Someone who you would think is like, doesn't need covered. But even such a person. Doesn't say that this is a tain on Yisro. Just this is the mensch. This is the mensch that we receive honor. It's not real. Honor is, it's a feeling. So sometimes we have honor which doesn't mean anything. Sometimes we get insulted which doesn't mean anything. Just the hair that the same Yisro, almost like within the same breath, over here. He's ready to give up and sacrifice all the honor in the world that he was getting, real honor. And yet at the same time, he is esteemed by something which isn't real honor. It's like almost a Musar Haskel. First of all, that how difficult it is to give up honor. He would have even been ready to have, even though he saw truth, but he, if not for his ability to give up the covet, he still would have continued on his merry way of being a Oved Avodah Zarah, promulgating Avodah Zarah. And yet at the same time, he gave up the honor, he was still craving it, he was thirsting for it because he was esteemed by something which wasn't even real.